Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Monday, Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's why it's time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, man, is the holiday over already? Super.
Wow.
You're supposed to slow down time for us so we can enjoy even more downtime.
Seems like forever since we've been on the radio, right?
I tell you what, man, taking three, let's say, broadcast days in a row. I don't know the last time I did that. I guess
it's been a while.
Last Christmas holiday, we were down out of the country. We did something like that. But boy, oh boy, am I recharged and raring to go. And boy, are there stories. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. We're going to do some advanced nutritional medicine as well. I'll let you know about the show in just a moment. But first and foremost, whatever TriHealth of Cincinnati, Ohio is selling, I ain't buying. Did you see this story?
Absolutely. You got to love it. If you work for TriHealth and you come in on Monday morning, here's what you heard.
You're fired. You're fired. Why? What did I do? Am I a good employee? Oh, you're a wonderful employee. You get all your work done. Well, what did I do? Did I harass one of our... No, you didn't harass anybody. You're a model, except you didn't get your flu shot.
Oh, bad.
I'm sorry.
Bad.
You didn't get your flu shot. You're fired.
That's right.
TriHealth fires 150 employees for not getting the flu shot. Their excuse, well, we offered it to you for free. What more do you want? The land of the free. You got to see this up on Natural News. This fits right into what Mike Adams just released yesterday or today. Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, and China now more free than America in notable ways. Oh, yeah, exactly. This is an amazing story. And we knew it was going to come to this because of herd immunity, because of collectivism, because of socialism, because of Obamacare. It was only a matter of time before a company, probably in the healthcare arena, would deny your right to refuse invasive medical experimental procedures, including the flu shot. Now, we, among the very few places on the planet in terms of media, with an outreach that we have here, referenced the Cochrane collaboration a few weeks back, maybe over a month ago now, which utterly destroyed the entire basis, scientific or otherwise, reason for being, the flu shot. Absolutely destroyed efficacy, just acknowledged there is no efficacy. It doesn't prevent the flu. It doesn't reduce transmission of the flu. It doesn't reduce intensity or duration of the flu. It doesn't help old folks with mortality issues, complications from having the flu. There is no freaking reason on the planet other than to become sick to take a flu shot. Yet this company called TriHealth, what are they doing? TriHealth. Let's try health. What? How about let's try disease, decay. Let's try a flu shot and lose your health.
Yeah.
It's got over almost 11,000 employees and they offered them all free flu shots. Only 150 of them declined. What is that? That's 1%? Is that 1% or 10%? That's 1%.
Yep.
That's not a lot, but those folks, we stand with you. But this is where it's going, Super Don. If you think it's going to get better from here, unless the people take a stand together against this form of flu shot tyranny, it's going to be coming to what? The next thing you know, your business, your place of business. In order for it to be part of the health exchange, for Obamacare to be active for you and the business that it requires to participate, if the flu shot rate drops below 99.99, oh hell, if it drops below 100%, they're going to shut your company down and they're going to force your company to fire you. This is where it's going. And you know, I talked with Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny. We're going to try to get her on this week to talk about this even more, go in even more depth on this. But is anybody concerned about this? Is this just, you know, just us at this point going, hey, what's going on here? Anybody else picking up on this?
Well, you know, we've covered stories for a long time now about where they threaten that the employees of these companies, you better get your flu shot, or you're not going to be able to work, or you're not going to be able to go to school, or you're not going to be able to do this, you're not going to be able to do that. And, you know, you referenced the Cochrane collaboration. Yep. You know, it's interesting. Over the weekend, I spent a considerable amount of time, because sometimes I just need some comic relief while I've got these days off. And I was spending some time listening to
Robert Scott Bell to keep you laughing.
Well, you know, and that's, of course, that's always fun. But, you know, I always like to fall back on things like George Carlin.
Yes.
Or I actually spent some time listening to, believe it or not, Bill Maher over the weekend. He has some really great stuff that he's done over time. And it's a good example of where you can take somebody that is typically
considered to be on the far left of the political spectrum. And that's the great thing about where we land in politics, is that there are people on the left and people on the right that we can agree with on certain topics, because, you know, freedom, common sense kind of applies to people that have had more than two or three brain cells they can rub together,
yeah,
regardless of where they fall. And one thing that he did, he brought up with, he had this thing back in 2009 with Bill Frist, Dr. Bill Frist, you know, yes, congressman.
And talking about the flu vaccine. That's right, yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, the Cochrane collaboration just came out. We just talked about that. But, you know, a few years ago, there was this guy, this Dr. J. Anthony Morris, former chief vaccine control officer of the FDA. And even back then, I think this was back in 2010, he came out and said that there is no evidence that any influenza vaccine thus far developed is effective in preventing or mitigating any attack of influenza. So this is something that has been coming, it's been around for a long
time. Yeah, it's not new. It just trickled below the recognition level of the old media. And
but listen, when the former chief vaccine control officer of the FDA is saying this kind of stuff, mm-hmm, you know, and people just ignore that and move on. Yeah. I mean, really, it's
well,
you know,
it's incredibly timed well, because it's very much related to a story we're going to cover this hour. By the way, we're going to have Sayer G back on. We haven't had him in on a while, from Green Med Info, covering the issue of the release of a New England Journal of Medicine publication article, peer-reviewed, about the mammogram. That's right, the ionizing radiation for breast tissue, how it's worthless, just like the flu shot. It's worthless, or maybe worse, because it's actually causing the cancer, as we see in the flu shot. Even Michael, what is this, Strahan? What was the guy's name on Michael and Kelly?
Michael Strahan.
Strahan, yeah. Remember him, the football player? Even he could figure this out, yeah, that the flu shot was creating people with illnesses, whether you want to call it the flu or not, because you'll get all those scientific egghead skeptic doofuses going.
He is so alone in this, because another thing over the weekend, you know, the CDC has their own YouTube channel,
yeah,
and they're putting out these things with these football players, where they've got the football player standing there, and he's going, our team got the flu shot because we don't want to get sick, and you ought to get it too, blah, 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 you know, and they're throwing out these things with these football players. We need to get one of Michael Strahan, you know, saying, I didn't get my flu shot because it sucks. You shouldn't get it either. But yeah, we'll never see that.
We get the PSA on that. I mean, that's the thing where they really royally screwed up and didn't plan ahead on that segment, because it's
great.
Also YouTube, and we covered it a while back. By the way, nice opening today. You did use the Bill Maher stuff. And Maher, as lefty as he is, he's right on the issue of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. He absolutely is. We've agreed with him. He's agreed with us on that. But then he goes off the deep end going, we need people to have more health care coverage, yet he should know better, because the health care coverage you're getting is all about drugs and shots.
Yeah.
And so that's where he's got the disconnect. So we got that. Hey, we got it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Rashid Bittar will be joining us, of course, second hour, as he does every Monday to kick off the week, which is going to be awesome. And look, we got amazing, amazing things that are going to be happening. As I said, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we've got breaking news this week from the CDC. Oh, they don't want you to know about what we're going to reveal about vaccines. But we got PhD Brian Hooker back on the program, hopefully tomorrow. Just going to give you a little sneak preview of all the things that are happening. Also, I sent out my first email blast last week around Thanksgiving. And if you have not already signed up, we're going to be modifying it and upgrading it, updating it. I want you to let us know. We may have a Super Don corner in it as well. But on the website at robertscottbell.com, you scroll down on the right, there's a place to sign up for email alerts directly from the Robert Scott Bell Show, in addition to your daily updates from Natural News Radio. You can do that. So please sign up there as well. 866-939-BELL, of course, is the phone number if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2355. So where do we go, Superdome? We start the week realizing how not free we are. And there was another huge story that Mike Adams published over the weekend at Natural News that sort of stunned me, because he basically said, why do people pay income taxes when the fact of the matter is the Federal Reserve is printing up money to pay and service all the debt, to unload all the debt, to monetize the debt? And he asked a very dangerous question to ask, because it's waking up the sheeple to go, hey, yeah, he's right. Why? You don't want to have people asking that question. But more people than ever are. More evidence that the shift of consciousness on all levels, economic, political, health healing related. It's all happening, including, you know, our coverage of this story of the 150 people are going to be fired by TriHealth for not wanting to get a flu shot, for actually being smart. They're being fired because they're smarter than everybody else working at TriHealth. How's that? You're too smart to work here. That's what they're saying.
You will not comply, yeah. Right? It's like TriHealth is the bore, you know, resistance is futile, right?
Yeah. And of course, we know the real way to prevent flu, of course, if you overindulged on Thanksgiving or the whole weekend, hint, hint, Jerry Doyle. If you missed my appearance on Jerry Doyle last Wednesday, you got to give it a listen, man. He's so on the GMO issue. But he does like to indulge in the holidays, so if he's in trouble, we'll help him out. But anybody else that also overindulged, whether it be in food or drink, even good quality, you could have upset your gastrointestinal balance, and that could have what resulted in flu or flu-like symptoms. You didn't catch anything. You created something from within. So what do you do at that point? You heal the gut. So we might have to talk silver aloe protocol, probiotics. If you haven't gotten your probiotics 12 plus, or they now call it Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. We'll also hope to get you a special deal on the Rife machine this week, maybe next week, but it's holiday season. So I want to get you all the best that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to keep us well, to get us well, and empower others to be well. So holiday deals are coming, so stay tuned for that. Check it all out. Links up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We are coming right back with Sayer G from Green Med Info. Why? Because mammograms don't work. They cause cancer. Now, the New England Journal of Medicine knows it too. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When you got a story that you don't want anybody to know about, you don't want them to read it. You release it when? Right before Thanksgiving holiday weekend. No one would know about it except for Sayer G and Green Med Info. He wouldn't let this one go by, and we appreciate him very much for doing so. Sayer, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Big news on mammography, radiation, and breast cancer.
Thank you, Robert. As you said, there's something called embargoed science, where basically the journal decides that at a certain date they're going to release it to the media, and the media has to promise not to release it until that time. So on the eve of Thanksgiving, the New England Journal of Medicine released what is probably the most groundbreaking of all studies ever published, reviewing 30 years of mammography in women in the United States, showing 1.3 million women were wrongly treated for breast cancer.
1.3 million. Now, we've been on this for a long time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know that, Sayer, with the ideas here that ionizing radiation, not a good mix with breast tissue that may be, let's say, sensitive due to toxic exposures, heavy metals, lymphatic congestion. So many of these women in the West that are utilizing, toxic deodorants and antiperspirants as well. So many reasons for the increase in breast cancer. But perhaps the biggest among all the causes may be modern medicine's detection technology itself.
Yes. This is such a profound issue, and thank you so much for bringing this up so clearly. This study that the New England Journal of Medicine released didn't even get into what is known to be the carcinogenic effects of diagnostic radiation, because what they're doing is they're using a type of wavelength. It's called 30 KVP. It's a type of kilovoltage where it's considered 300 to 400% more toxic to the breast cells than high energy radiation. So the type released at Hiroshima. So the radiation risk models used today don't take that into account. So even the, you know, cost benefit analysis of, okay, this is how many women who are going to undergo mammography are going to get breast cancer. They don't even take into account that there's going to be 4 to 5 fold more women that will end up getting breast cancer, maybe 5 to 10 years down the road from the annual or biannual screenings. So that's a separate issue, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Let me revisit that, because you said that, and I understand it, but I think for the lay audience out there especially, I want them to hear that again. And by the way, we have the article linked right up to greenmedinfo.com about the breast cancer industry's their so-called, as you call it, holy grail. Mammography, that weapon against breast cancer, the pink army that I'm seeing everywhere. Everybody says, buy somebody a mammogram for Christmas. No. That's horrible. It's worse than a lump of coal. At least a lump of coal won't give you cancer. So what can we do here when we recognize, as Sayer said out, you said that the kind of radiation that is coming through mammograms is more dangerous, carcinogenic, than the radiation out of a nuclear bomb blast in Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Explain that again.
Yeah, so colloquially, we talk about low-energy radiation being used in mammography. It sounds great because we assume that it's not as harmful. Well, when it comes to the X-ray wavelengths, however, used in mammography, they have been shown in a number of studies, which we link up at Greenmed Info. It's all peer-reviewed published research from the National Library of Medicine. 300 to 400% more genotoxic in breast cancer cell models. So this isn't really just an abstract model. This is taking breast cells, applying the mammography wavelengths, and seeing what's called neoplastic transformation. A healthy breast cell becomes a cancerous breast cancer cell with this type of wavelength. So that's the real problem as we think about mammography in the wrong radiation risk model.
Mm-hmm. Now, the mainstream media, as we said, did pick this up, did put it out, but put it out in such a way that nobody would pay attention to it. Like ABC News, I also have that linked up. Mammograms lead to overtreatment. And, of course, they soften it by saying they lead to overtreatment and do little to curb late-stage breast cancer. So it sort of it reduces the intensity of the reveal that you don't hold back at all on GreenMed Info, nor would we here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. To reveal the fact is that modern medicine's so-called greatest weapon against breast cancer actually causes it.
Yeah, so the idea what these researchers did is they looked at, basically 30 years of mammography statistics, and they found that if mammography was truly reducing the burden of breast cancer, meaning those actual women who had breast cancer who ended up dying or being harmed from it, then they would have seen improvements. But they found that when you engage in mammography, you actually see increased mortality. So that was one of the findings, was that mammography is associated with increased mortality. The women who did not screen, they had lowered their mortality risk mm-hmm. for breast cancer. So that's part of the finding as well.
That's huge. And another thing here, this is another story we've been covering, a number of stories times 10 of all of these people, including now celebrities, who are electing to have radical preventive mastectomy, just lopping off their boobies because they're told by the medical profession that they have this BRCA gene that indicates they're more likely to get breast cancer. But doesn't that mean it's indicative of repair mechanism deficiency? Yeah. I mean, wouldn't we rather upregulate repair mechanisms in the body than take away breast tissue?
You're so right about this. This is the other finding that came out in the same month, which is the Miss America contestant Ellen Rose is doing a prophylactic bilateral mastectomy. Now, the initial reports, Robert, were that she had this familial mutation because her mother died when she was 16 of breast cancer. And it turned out that she posted on her Tumblr account the results of her BRCA test, and it was completely negative. And yet she still is undergoing the, quote, prophylactic mastectomy, and the media is lauding her as some type of hero to all young women.
Yeah, we talked about Ozzy Osbourne's wife Sharon also doing the same thing. And medicine ill-equipped to say, okay, let's just say you do have this gene. What does it really mean? And how do we alter gene expression? How do we utilize nutrients to correct these sort of, if we call them genetic mistakes, but genetic expressions? We know about epigenetics here. Why don't they know about it there?
You know, another thing too about BRCA 1 and 2, that's breast cancer susceptibility gene 1 and 2, is that there are several thousand variations. So this concept that there's this, you know, monolithic mutation that we know increases the risk of breast cancer and ultimately leads to accelerated death is absurd, especially when you point out epigenetics. I mean, after the Human Genome Project ended, we found 20 to 25,000 genes. There's 100,000 proteins in the human body. So that holy grail of find the genes and figure out what health and disease is was completely exploded mm-hmm. after that project ended. So epigenetics is everything. The thing about BRCA1 and 2 that's true is that it interferes with your self-repair mechanisms associated with radiation-induced damage. So absolutely, these are the women who should never be exposed to a diagnostic or therapeutic radiation because it confers greater breast cancer risk.
Isn't that the irony, though, that they'll say, well, you have the BRCA gene. If you're not going to get this radical preventive mastectomy, then we better double down on the dosing of the radiation to detect what we're going to create.
Yeah, it's absurd. You know, one thing I think that people need to understand with this new study is that what they're finding, okay, is they're taking asymptomatic populations, women that have no lumps, they have no pain in their breast, they're using the radiation diagnostic technology, and they're finding what's called abnormalities. They're finding growth, slight growth or, quote, lesion in a milk duct or a lobe. And they're saying that that's cancer, even though natural history studies of ductal carcinoma in situ and LCIS show that it doesn't progress to a malignancy. It's not guaranteed in any way. In fact, the opposite is true. It's likely if left alone, it would never cause harm in women.
That's a very critical point to make as well, because these things that they'll say, oh my gosh, there's something in there, they freak these ladies out, and they create, as the even the study here, and even ABC acknowledges, wrong interventions, too aggressive interventions that do nothing to prevent or reduce mortality, but do everything to create more problems and a reduced quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mastectomy rates, Robert, have increased since 2004. There's all this new research showing that we're seeing an acceleration of mastectomies. At one point, lumpectomy and radiation was considered equivalent outcomes, so they started to switch over to that. And now it's as if mastectomies are the new fashion, you know, as we see with the new Miss America incident.
Yeah, this is really a stunning report, and that's why I'm so glad we're talking with Sayer G. If you just joined us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we talk advanced medicine Monday. Dr. Batar will be with us next hour. But Sayer, what you've done here to overview this for everybody, very, very critically important, and I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you ever have any questions or comments about any of these stories, give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You can also sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com as well as at greenmedinfo.com. You can get updates there. Sensational, large, huge, humongous database that you got going on there on natural medicine.
Thank you.
Great. Glad to be with you here breaking this story on the air. So, Sarah, this is something that, as I said, it's not so new to you or to me or many of the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, but when the old media picks it up, you know it's 10 times to 100 times worse than they're letting on. And that's what's important about what we're able to reveal here, because we don't have a conflict of interest like we're promoting and profiting off of radiation in any way.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, what the researchers found was that only 6.5% of early stage detected breast cancers, these are the cancers that give no symptoms, that are only detected through mammography, they do not progress to advanced disease. So basically, 94.5% of those women diagnosed with breast cancer today through mammography are not actually having cancer in their bodies. And yet, they treat them irrespective of that. They treat them with mastectomy or lumpectomy radiation, chemotherapy, and then follow up hormone suppressive therapy. One quick thing too, Robert, is that Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is 25 years old, this was started by Imperial Chemical Industries, their subsidiary Zeneca, which later become AstraZeneca in 1999. They're the ones who produce Aramidex. They're the ones who produce tamoxifen. They're the ones who told all the women on, you know, in America, get your mammography. So the conflict of interest is just so glaring. Yep. And what we see here vindicated are folks like you out there who've been educating on this topic from the beginning. It's a monstrosity what they've created.
Yeah, well said. And we've called them out on it every October. If you wear a pink ribbon, you are slutting for Big Pharma. Can I say that any more clearly? Don't be a slut for Big Pharma. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and read stuff at Green Med Info. We got lots more healing to do. When we come back, I'll talk to you about how this is similar to what is happening in men and what has happened in men for prostate cancer, as well as Sayer and I will go through some real prevention. And if you're really concerned about detection, a non-invasive, non-ionizing radiation detection technique that would actually be much more accurate and beneficial for you should you decide to go that route. So lots of remedies, lots of healing to go. It's Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My special guest kicking off the week, Sayer G. from Green Med Info. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed.com.
seed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
More stunning information being revealed today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday edition. Dr. Bittar will be with us a little later. But right now, we've got Sarah G., founder of Green Med Info. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Great information always coming through you, what you're doing, Sarah. Appreciate you so, so very much. And today, literally, saving more lives in one segment than the Pink Army will save in a lifetime or lifetimes. And that's not an exaggeration. So if we look at, you had mentioned before the break, how most of these things that they intervene on would literally self-clear, would not turn into devastating life-threatening cancers. It sounds also similar to me as what happens in prostate cancer in men. It's such a slow-moving thing. They detect through PSA the so-called prostate-specific antigen, which by and large is not even specific. And in fact, I've renamed, along with my dear friend Chris Barr, we call it the prostate selenium assay. Because if your PSA is high, it means your selenium is low 100% of the time. But you don't die of prostate cancer. These men will live longer than the prostate cancer if left untreated, and they do basic natural things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, even breast milk has prostate-specific antigens, so, you know, it's completely
non-specific.
Exactly. And it's true. When you treat a colony of cells that are trying their best to deal with the inherently toxic situation,
right,
and you treat them with poisons and activate multi-drug-resistant genes and survival genes, you're basically unleashing a monster within the body, and it's going to go metastatic. So it's the way that we're treating it, obviously, and not treating it is often better than treating it in that respect.
Yeah, what you're saying there is treatment causes metastasis. That is fascinating, and it's a great statement. I'm glad you brought that up. I want people to understand that, because what you've mentioned with the toxic assaults there, literally causing cells to go into fight or flight mode. They are looking to survive, and they're going to spew out genetic material, and they're wrongly going to call it this deadly scenario, which it really is a survival mechanism in cells that are so toxic, so deficient, they can no longer detoxify their individual metabolic wastes even.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing what happens. There's something called a cancer stem cell, and it's a small proportion of the colony, maybe one in every 1,000 cells. But when you blast the daughter cells with chemo, you debulk it, you're actually increasing the stem cell population, which then, again, launches it into greater metastasis. It's just now basically been blasted into oblivion and saying, let's go somewhere else where we can survive. And it's just obvious that this is happening.
So if women out there are still nervous about this idea that they may get breast cancer because it's genetic, even though we destroy that myth, the reality is there are ways that doctors and non-doctors have adopted a tool that is particularly safe in detecting levels or what we call temperature differentials that could be much more important to notice years before anything would show up on a mammogram.
Absolutely. Thermography, it's called. It's not using ionizing radiation, but picking up a heat signature. And heat is often a sign of elevated metabolic rate, inflammation, characteristics that could be, you know, there years before any, quote, tumor emerges. So it gives you a tool to change lifestyle, detoxify, alter nutrition so that the heat signature is reduced and you don't ever have to expose yourself to radiation.
But as we see, the Pink Army Brigade, those that are looking to wear pink ribbons, are actually promoting the idea that we should donate mammograms to women. And yet, the science is there to show that the temperature differentials are much more indicative, much earlier, of different, let's say, metabolic shifts or changes, including inflammation, which can be chronic injury, that would give you pause instead of looking to remove, which is what is a very profitable part of the cancer industry, as we know. We might, let's say, alter our diet. We might increase certain supplementation. And we do want to talk about that in addition to thermography. Now, Sarah, do you know the things they throw at thermography to say, oh, no, it's not really that good? I mean, they've used the propaganda now for a while as well.
Yeah, it's a different form of visualization because, you know, with mammography, you're using x-rays, and the reason why you end up seeing spots like calcifications and DCIS or, you know, again, abnormal calcifications is because the radiation basically causes that calcium to, you know, be brighter. It's like with bone mineral density. But that doesn't give you any information other than that. It's extremely different way of looking at it is thermography, where you're seeing an active process. It's tied into metabolic issues and diet and stress. It's a very different way of looking at things.
Well, so we go to, let's say, safe detection that doesn't actually cause a problem. We transition now into preventive, true prevention. And that doesn't mean lopping off your breast. Now, you do that, you literally just have removed one place where cancer might manifest because what? You're toxic and deficient. The rest of your body and the rest of your cells are still going to be toxic and deficient. Just by removing them doesn't change that. So now we want to look at real prevention, which means strategies addressing what cancer really is as opposed to the mystery that modern medicine claims that it is due to some genetic stroke of bad luck.
You know, it's interesting because in the medical literature on mammography, there are a number of researchers that have pointed out that all women who are going to undergo this quite insane practice at least need to get genetically tested for BRCA1 and 2 for the reasons you stated earlier, is that it prevents the optimization of DNA repair mechanisms. So, like, basically, eliminating radiation, exposures to radiation, that's your number one way to prevent breast cancer. Ironically.
Yeah, the very thing that they're encouraging you to get as often as you can is the one thing you want to not get. Now, we talk about, again, the safe techniques as well, but what else can we do? What other strategies can we implement here?
Well, my whole thing is looking at the estrogen metabolism pathways, and if you don't have organic sulfur in your diet, you know, it could be from, you know, onions, garlic, it could be from broccoli, then you can't metabolize estradiol into a safe metabolite. It's just going to – it's basically going to end up accumulating and causing proliferation through time. But it's not that estrogen is inherently carcinogenic. It's the byproduct of metabolizing it, and you need to have that sulfur to be able to do that correctly.
Well, the sulfur is – there are sulfur-rich compounds. There are sulfur-rich foods as well. You look to – of course, we talk about a lot of the things that grow underground, like we got garlic, the bulbs, the onions as well. There are supplements that are available that concentrate sulfur as well. What do you recommend?
Well, I personally like broccoli sprout extract. There are different companies who manufacture it, but we know that there's about 1,000 times more sulforaphane than in the mature plant, you know, milligram per milligram. So it's just an easy way to get a huge amount into your system. And this also applies to prostate cancer for men. So there's a lot of overlap, of course, between breast and prostate with, you know, prevention. So, and turmeric, of course, is my favorite when it comes to prevention.
Yeah, turmeric. And are there a lot of things that you're aware of that docs are trying to say, hey, don't take turmeric, it could interfere with our dangerous drugs?
Sadly, that is the case, is that in conventional oncology, you know, baseline is do not mix any supplement or herb with treatment. Even though they've done all this research, Robert, on how they know chemotherapy-induced damage to the heart, the brain, the nerves can be reduced or attenuated using antioxidant spices, especially green tea, resveratrol, turmeric. There's thousands of studies years on this. I've probably accumulated several hundred just for Greenman Info alone. So not only does it chemosensitize the cancer, actually making this, you know, quackery-based, poison-based treatment work better, but it prevents you from getting killed as easily from it as well. And yet they won't incorporate it because, of course, it doesn't have the billion-dollar pre-approval clinical studies needed for it to be used legally.
Sure, but as you said, and you have it at GreenMedInfo, we've talked about it for many years here, the studies that are published in peer-reviewed journals that they should be reading that acknowledge just what you said, that these antioxidant therapies do not prevent the, let's say, cancer cells from being damaged by the toxic poison, because they have no antioxidant defense mechanisms to speak of. It only prevents some of the collateral damage of the chemo onto your healthy cells, which you think, if you're going to do this chemotherapeutic game of chicken, you would want to put the odds in the favor of your patient to survive the treatment, yet these dunderheaded oncologists can't read the literature or refuse to, and they prohibit these ignorant patients who trust these doctors from doing what could possibly save their lives despite the treatment that they're being given.
Absolutely. It's immoral. And it's quite criminal when you really think about the consequences of their treatment.
Absolutely incredible. And this is where, you know, I try to maintain myself, be the cool and calm and collected Robert Scott Bell. But no, we have to talk oncology, and it gets me, you know, when I get there. So because these people are taken advantage of.
You know, there's something called nitrogen mustard, which the original idea was using actual mustard gas because it so profoundly destroys, you know, white blood cells that in a case of lymphoma or some type of, you know, it quote, helps. The Chemical Weapons Convention, okay, this 188 member nation treaty says that you can't even produce as a country more than 3 ounces of this stuff a year without you violating that treaty. It's a weapon of mass cruelty and destruction, and it has a weapons designation, but it is still used conventionally as a chemotherapy agent. So, I mean, talk about insanity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole mindset or paradigm in modern medicine and oncology, especially of warfare, right? That's the pink army. It's declaring war. How cute. We'll wear pink army helmets, and we'll, you know, this is insane, but this is the germ theory run amok. It's the way our whole world works. The Pentagon germ theory, they are married together indelibly because they can only look at things in a matter of how can we attack, destroy, break it, or kill it. In the meantime, if there's collateral damage along the way or friendly fire happens to take out one of the good guys or 1,000 of them, hey, that's just the price of admission.
Yeah. Yeah. Military and medical industrial establishment are seamlessly integrated. And that's kind of what I'm seeing on the horizon. And thanks to folks like you, at least there's a fighting chance. People need to become aware of this.
Yeah. We actually have a new article our dear friend John Rappaport, an investigative journalist, has put up at robertscottbell.com. Why psychiatry and big government are in a pornographic embrace. And it really is that same lingua we're talking about with oncology and big government, and how all of this is tying together with Obamacare to induce even more medical slavery, as if there wasn't enough already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. Our body is defined as chattel because we are so close to mandatory vaccines. As you know, in a time of emergency, it's already the letter of the law. You know, not being infected with novel forms of influenza, it's equivalent to being a terrorist these days. Mm. So, I mean, this is where we're heading. And, you know, I thank you for keeping us aware of this constantly.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're grateful for you, Sayer. And everybody check out greenmedinfo.com. The link's up to the article today. If you haven't signed up for email blasts from Sayer, it's great stuff. We love it. We appreciate it here. And anytime we want to throw an article up from GreenMed right here at robertscottbell.com, we need to do that as well. But especially this one. This one's big. We cannot overlook what we've come on to talk about today on Advanced Medicine Monday, the 30 years of breast cancer screening, 1.3 million wrongly treated. And that's probably just tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's a big euphemism for basically mistreated, abused, and, you know, all that comes with it.
Well, Sayer, again, grateful for you. Can't overstate that for all the work that you've done to expand the database there. And anytime you got a break-in story, you let me know. We'll get you on here or at least get the articles linked up.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for what you're doing.
All right. Appreciate it. Sayer G, he's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You check him out at Green Med Info as well. We'll be right back. And, of course, top of the hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Rashid Batar for more advanced medicine. Thank you again, Sayer.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
It is Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Bittar will join us after the top of the hour. But first and foremost, it's time for you. Yes, that's you, the listener. You sent me email, questions, comments. We cover it whenever we can. And we're gonna can it now. No, we're not going to can it. We're going to cover it. Yes. Question, actually, Super Don, you're getting a little attention out there with your new Super Don corner at the Robert Scott Bell Show website. We got a nice comment for you from, I love this guy's last name, Bacciccio. And Bob, you know who you are, and you said I said it right, Bob Bacciccio. So nice. Anyway, he has a great, great question. He says, hey, Super Don, first and foremost, a comment. Awesome job setting up the show. Always great musical lead-ins, except I couldn't get Rubber Ducky out of my head for days, you bastard. LOL. Oh, Super Don, listening to some bad language there. Rubber Ducky. When did we played Rubber Ducky recently?
When we were talking about the chemo bath with Ty Bollinger.
Oh, yeah, with Ty. That's right. The Rubber Ducky song. Yeah, so that annoyed him. You couldn't get that out of
Rubber
your
Ducky.
Yeah, couldn't get that out of your head or ear. We'll get to that. But wanted to ask RSB if he could address candida overgrowth on an upcoming show. How about now?
Okay.
Now is good. All right, Bob.
No better time than the present.
Yeah, I think it's more of an issue than docs and people realize, Bob says. Turned out to be the immune aggravator in my wife's autoimmune disease that we've been dealing with for a while. Keep up the good work. All right, thank you, Bob. I appreciate your comments, Super Don, as well. No more Rubber Ducky, I hope. But yes, candida, huge, huge problem, and it is overlooked by the medical profession. How systemic it is that, you know, there are still some doctors that claim there's no such thing as systemic candida, which means the presence of candida outside of the normal place where it would exist within the intestinal tract to some degree, a minor degree, but to the excess proportion that it is in so many people, it's evidence of a number of things. Primary among them, people understand when they eat too many refined or too much in the refined carbohydrate context, that is sugars, simple sugars, and the candida feasts on those sugars. You might have done it over the weekend and might end up with a yeast overgrowth this week, and you might find yourself bloated, a little foggy of the head, maybe even some skin conditions, or in the case of a female, particularly after you have antibiotics given to you by the doctor, then a yeast infection will ensue vaginally, which is never pleasant. And of course, there's another factor here that is very often overlooked when we talk about candida or yeast, and that is the presence of mercury, heavy metals, particularly mercury, excess mercury. Now, I've heard this many times, Super Don, from people who say, listen, man, I got off all the sugars and I'm doing all the good things, but I'm still having a problem with candida. And I always go to, well, have you checked your mercury levels? Have you gone to see Dr. Bitar and chelated this stuff out, or what's going on? Because why? Candida is a protective mechanism against the presence of mercury. It will engulf mercury particles or molecules to protect you. Now, you're not going to like it because candida overgrowth is not pleasant. But it does this so that it's not just a sugar issue. It's a heavy metal issue. So I want you to consider that. Now, if we are to, let's say, neutralize the silver without harming you, we would not resort to antibiotics or antifungal drugs. We would use things like caprylic acid. We would use things like silver hydrosol. We would use things like the silver aloe protocol. We would use things like, I would encourage you, in fact, Bob, if you haven't gone back, listen to the archives, particularly on a number of our shows with Dr. Frank King, The Healing Revolution. We've gone extensively, especially early on. I mean, we've got so many shows up now, it's incredible. Early on, we covered a lot of GI dysbiosis, imbalance. And there are homeopathic candida formulas that Dr. King has brought out that are sensational, that we do in combination with silver and aloe and other things. And there's where we can go. Now, if it's a heavy metal issue, we've got to work a little harder with increasing selenium levels, detoxifying the body, utilizing chelation, and, of course, homeopathic metal detoxifiers. But I agree. The critical point, cleanse, help the liver, silver aloe protocol, which we've covered recently as well. And, Bob, you'll be better. Your wife will be better for it. And I don't know. That was not the future. That was now. That was candida now to address that.
That was very, very well done. I want to go back to the beginning of Bob's email where he was referring to the side effects that he got from the playing of Rubber Ducky.
And, oh, no, side effects.
You know, it's interesting because there is this very seemingly harmless yet very annoying and aggravating condition that sometimes is caused by the playing of certain types of music that I think kind of sounds like something that people would call the Robert Scott Bell Show about. It's a condition called, I don't know if you've heard of this, it's called earworm.
I think I was just hearing it. There's some music trying to play and get into our head.
People calling me when I'm on the air.
Earworms.
Earworm.
That sounds really nasty.
Or earworm, yeah. And basically, it's you listen to a song and it just happens to be a song that kind of burrows into your ear canal, embeds itself in your brain, and just refuses to leave.
Rubber
and
ducky.
You find yourself humming and whistling throughout the day. And so I guess Rubber Ducky caused this condition for Bob. And I apologize, Bob. I don't want to give you a bad case of earworm. But have you ever had that happen before, Robert?
I remember back in the disco era, there was a song about me called Ring My Bell. No, it wasn't about me. But if you remember that one, that was definitely earworm-inducing.
That's right. Now, there are two songs that I consider to be the worst earworms that have always affected me. One is It's a Small World.
Oh, the Disney thing.
That thing drove me crazy. But
now you're already giving earworms to everybody by mentioning it. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about this? Here's an earworm for you. This is a song that I've considered always to be a great. You ever remember the Trollololo Man? Listen to this and tell me if you like this.
No, me don't like. No likey.
No, listen.
Yeah, you got to kind of let it settle in there. Let it kind of burrow into the ear canal a little
bit. This is not a way to gain new listeners here on the Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday, Super Don.
Here's an earworm for you, Bob. Let's see if you can get rid of this one next week.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to work extra hard now to wrap up the show. All right, Super Don, cut that out. Listen, we got to go. We got to take a break. Dr. Batar is waiting in the wings. He's going to be with us momentarily. Thank you to Sayer G. I think thank you to Super Don. I'm not exactly sure, but in the meantime, just remember this. Despite this music that you may have just heard, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stop. Don't do that.
Come on, stop it. All right, that's enough.
Would you guys stop it already?
No.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you
to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I know it's been holiday time. I know everybody's had Thanksgiving and everything, but man, do I miss Dr. Bittar. Dr. Bittar, it feels like it's been 2-3 weeks, even though we were just on last week.
It does feel like it's been an extended period of time. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because of the long Thanksgiving weekend, but it does feel like it's been a couple weeks since we've talked.
I think it's because I kind of unplugged. I never take time off. And talking with Super Don, my producer, I was like, yeah, man, maybe we should do a couple of bonus best of archive broadcast. And you know, he said, yeah, let's do it. So I think it was just the unplug, which is healthy. Every once in a while, you just got to recharge the batteries, enjoy family. And I know you had a great time. I heard from your brother, Shahid. He said he had a wonderful time back home with you guys. So I'm just happy to hear it.
Yeah, we had a good time with the whole family. So I'm glad you also got to unplug, and that rest always makes the momentum come back. When it does come back, it's much greater and harder. So,
oh man, I was fired up last hour, Dr. Bittar. I couldn't wait to get you on. We covered this story, and you and I talked about this off the air. They released it Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You know that's when they want news that no one will pay attention to. The New England Journal of Medicine basically admits the mammography is far more than worthless. It's dangerous.
Yeah, actually, mammography, a number of years ago, this is probably a decade back now, it was covered at a conference, a medical conference. I believe it was an ACAM conference. And what was interesting was they talked about the history of mammography and how the congressional committee that was in charge of making decisions that would impact the public's perception of chronic disease and how the public would be indoctrinated, for no better word, that would be the best way of describing it, how the public would be indoctrinated as far as what's out there and what they should do. And the history of the mammography is so unbelievable. It's almost like it's like a movie, because the actual data that was presented to the U.S. Congress showed that mammography had absolutely no increase in survival and actually caused increased exposure, not only to radiation, which obviously that's how mammography works. It's the radiation when they irradiate the breast, but it's also because of the inflammatory cascade that's initiated due to the trauma when the breast is compressed.
Mm-hmm.
So the
mm-hmm.
risk of developing breast cancer is actually higher for those people that are having mammography. Now, this was data that was clearly presented, and the decision from the congressional committee that was in charge of making the decision was that it would be better to put this information out, because at least the perception of the public is that there is something that they can do about it. But there was a Chinese study that was done, and I believe they looked at 19,000 women, and they looked at the two groups that they looked at were mammography versus self-exam, and they found that there was no increase in survivability and no difference in early detection between mammography and self-exam. So if there's no difference between these two, and self-exam any woman can do at her house with no cost versus mammography, you're going to increase exposure, you're going to increase trauma, you're going to increase the exposure not only to radiation but the inflammatory cascade, the trauma to the breast.
Yes.
Why would anybody do that? And it's all because of, again, you know, what the perception is and what people need to know. So it's misinformation being fed to the public.
Yeah.
It's like the thing, Robert, you and I talked about, I think this was off the air, about Op4. Remember we talked about when they have the protection for the military soldiers.
Yes.
They have four categories of MOP. MOP gear is, I don't remember what it exactly stands for now, but basically it's four different degrees of protection that you're supposed to be able to put on. And MOP-1, which is just the gas mask for chemical warfare, you have 11 seconds to put that on. Yet, even if you had all four levels of MOP, meaning the mask, the body, the armor, the hand, gloves, feet, where all that stuff that's supposed to protect you, which you have about 2 minutes to put this on. This is a charcoal-lined apparel, essentially.
Yes. Yes.
Even if you had all MOP-4 on, this is back in the mid-1980s, what the Russians were using back then would eat through full MOP-4 in less than 7 seconds, 8 seconds, something like that.
But it was the perception that they wanted you to have, that there was some level of protection it afforded you.
Exactly. And when I asked one of our cadre, then why is it that if this stuff will eat through our full MOP gear in 8 seconds and we have 2 minutes to put it on, why are we even training soldiers to do it? And the response from the cadre was that if you command a soldier, if you order a soldier to go into battle, and they know that this information, you know, they know they've been empowered with this truth, do you think anybody's going to go into combat? Of course not. So you tell the soldiers, you have them go through these drills, thinking that they've got protection, whereas in fact they have no protection. And this is the same thought process. This is the same strategy that's now being used not only just against the soldiers, but worldwide against society as a whole.
Well, exactly. Military, medical, industrial complex, where one begins, the other ends. You can't tell anymore. We covered this a bit last hour. By the way, if you haven't figured out, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Vitar is back, co-hosting as he does every Monday with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Really sensational news coming out, but of course the old media will be forced to cover it, but right before you go on the holiday break, so they won't talk about it again. That's why we're doing this here today. Now, so much of this is covered in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. You discuss it at length as well in the Advanced Medicine Seminar for everybody. But let's go through, if you don't mind, Dr. Bitar, some of the known causes outside of the iatrogenic causes, which are varied and real, including mammography, the known causes for breast cancer that could easily be prevented or detoxified before it ever becomes a problem.
We can certainly do that, Robert. That's the way the 7 toxicities come in. I assume that's what you're referring to?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, the 7 toxicities, which is, to me, the epitome of where information and knowledge should start for people that are interested in preventing disease. Because by definition, if you can effectively remove these 7 toxicities, chronic disease cannot exist. And this is what people really need to understand. The key word there is effective detoxification. You know, you remember what I said at the Advanced Medicine Seminar, that the word detoxification is a cheap word, like love. People use it, but they don't really understand or even know what it means sometimes. And so, you know, there's a lot of lip service given to the word detoxification. But if you can effectively, and that's our key operative word, if you can effectively detoxify the body of these 7 toxicities, by definition, no chronic disease can exist, whether it's cancer, heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, I don't care what it is. Now, if I have a patient that fails after I've done this, does that mean that my philosophy is wrong? No, it means I did not effectively address the toxicity. Either I didn't identify the right one or I didn't get it all.
Mm-hmm.
7 toxicities in a nutshell. Number one is heavy metal toxicity. Second one is persistent organic pollutants, all the chemicals that we were exposed to. The third one is the opportunistics, which are the bacteria, the viruses, spirochetes, mycoplasma, yeast, etc. Those are the pathogens that need an opportunity to set up house. In other words, the first and second toxicity, the metals and the persistent organic pollutants, suppress the immune system and allow these opportunistic to set up house. Then the fourth one, and we now get into the esoteric category, the fourth one is energetics, everything from microwave, radiation, electromagnetic radiation, ambient cell phone radiation, et cetera, et cetera. Then the fifth one is the most significant when it comes to cancer and many other chronic diseases, and that's the emotional psychological one. The sixth one is food, not what we're eating, but actually what's done to the food that we have, the homogenization, pasteurization, the genetic modification, the irradiation, those type of things. And then the seventh one is spiritual toxicity.
Yeah, and that's very critical, because this is where the weakness is exploited, the spiritual toxicity. Right. We have a whole million still, maybe tens of millions, maybe more Americans that are looking to the doctor as if they are, you know, a special priest with special powers or special communique with whoever on high, that they believe when they pronounce that you will get cancer of the breast because you have the BRCA gene, which it really indicates what we're talking about here is let's say, regenerative pathways that are not efficient, for one. Maybe detox pathways that are blocked as well that are not functional. And yet none of this is communicated to women like Miss America, who says she's going to have her boobies lopped off, or Sharon Osbourne, wife of Ozzy Osbourne, that did the same thing, or anybody now is being counseled because of this false gene hypothesis.
Yeah, it is a false gene hypothesis. It's misinformation perpetuated over and over again. The illusion is created and perpetuated, and people end up, you know, maiming themselves essentially completely unnecessarily, because, you know, the question is how much research has been done on people that have had their breasts removed and then see whether they actually have reduction in cancer. And the fact is that it makes no difference, because it's a level of toxicity. It has nothing to do with the breast. You can start looking at the hormonal levels. You can start looking at these genes. You can start looking at all these different things. It all comes down to one of two things, and it's usually a combination of both, which is a significant malnutrition or deficiency of a certain nutrient that's necessary as a protective mechanism, like many of the minerals that we've talked about before, antioxidants, whatever the case is, a nutritional deficiency or a toxicity. And the toxicity is almost always there. Usually it's a combination of both. Wherever that cancer started, at that point, at that instant, there was a combination of toxicity and malnutrition. And the toxicity causes the requirements in that area of the body, which normally protected, it taxes that area because of the deficiency of, say, selenium or whatever, that, you know, many of the antioxidant pathways that are compromised due to metal exposure, et cetera, et cetera. You've got a malnutrition issue and you've got a toxicity issue, and you can take off any part of the body. It's not going to prevent cancer from coming, because that's a terrain issue.
Yes. Yeah. Again, the law of the terrain, so critical to understand here. And if you've not picked up the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, it spells it out so beautifully and so simply. And I would encourage you also to plan to come to the next Advanced Medicine Seminar in Phoenix in January. We'll get more information up on that shortly. But Dr. Bitar, it's amazing how many of these scientific journals are now publishing that which we've been talking about. And you say, if you go to an ACAM, an alternative, what they call alternative medicine conference, the docs there have been talking and discussing these things long before they were published in the official journals, so that they could be buried as if they don't exist.
Well, that's true. And even the organizations themselves, though, they end up, unfortunately, because as they get bigger and there's a political agenda that usually arises, and even there, you will end up having a lot of misinformation. DMPS, DMSA is a perfect example of, you know, which chelators mm-hmm. should be used, should not be used. And I think it's actually a function of any group. As they get big, they lose their focus on what's supposed to happen, what it's meant, what their you know, mission was, or what their goal was, mm-hmm. and they end up having their own agendas, their own political.
Dr. Bitar, rather than becoming too big to fail, they become too big to succeed.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, so it's another fascinating discussion here we have on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar. Check it out. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can also listen to all the past MP3 downloads at medicalrewind.com. We have that linked up as well. And we're going to take a quick break here. There's more scientific conflict of interest being revealed. Our dear friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny wrote a big thing about it. I want to talk about that as well. Also, if there's more breast cancer discussion, perhaps, but certainly, and I want to replay the phone call we got last week, because Dr. Bitar wasn't here to listen, although he's heard it since then, and how it really tugged at my heartstrings. I want to play that again as well. So stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday edition with Dr. Rasha Bitar.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
On the heels of the revelations about mammography being worthless, on the heels of the revelations of the Cochrane collaboration, which showed the flu shot to be absolutely worthless, now Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has written another big expose, this one published most recently at the Huffington Post. Fraudulent medical research could affect your diagnosis. Dr. Bitar, Sherry is amazing the way she goes into such detail about the fraud going on in the research arena.
Yes, she is. She's been very meticulous. Always, all the papers I've read, and ever since I've known her, she's always been that way. So, and I've known her for over a decade.
Yeah, it's incredible, this article. I mean, it's when we're reading it, we're going, there's more. I mean, it's not just like there's one isolated, oh, look at that, occasionally they got a bad apple that came through and they published it and they had to retract it. There is so much of this that it seems like fraud is not the exception, but it's the rule.
Yeah, exactly. And Sherry, you mentioned this Dr. John Ioannidis, who was raised in Athens, Greece, but is from New York City. And he wrote a paper in 2005 called Why Most Published Research Findings Are False. And it's been the most downloaded technical paper from the journal PLOS Medicine. I'm not sure what that stands for.
That's one of the big medical group that publishes a lot of these journals.
I got you. Yeah, well, that's a remarkable paper in itself. I have not read it, but just the title of it, Why Most Published Research Findings Are False. This comes back to the same type of scenario when 2020 was interviewing me, and we were talking about the person who was interviewing me brought up the fact that what I had put out on the internet and what many of my patients had put out on videos and audio recordings and their own stories, there wasn't scientific. And I said, what do you mean it's not scientific? Who said it was science? And nobody said it was science. They, of course, took all that part of the conversation out. They just put this part up there when they said that who said it was science, like what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But my point was, who said that these comments and these stories that people put out, who said that that was science? I never put that out as science, and neither did those people that put it out. And he said, well, regardless, this isn't evidence-based medicine. You're not following the scientific methodology when people can go on the internet and read these stories of people, how they got better. That's not the scientific model. And, you know, my question was, well, what do you mean the scientific model? He said it's not based on evidence-based medicine. And, you know, I just couldn't believe he said that. And I said, excuse me, are you talking about evidence-based medicine as defined by a double-blind placebo-controlled crossover multi-centered trial that led to the advent of drugs such as Vioxx that had to kill 55,000 people before they took it off the market? Is that the type of evidence-based medicine scientific model you're talking about? And, of course, he kind of paused and said, well, let's move on, and just went to
the- Yeah, let's not move along. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absurd that the terminology that's used, I mean, you think about it. This is like what they call projection, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When a person goes through a divorce, you know, their ex may project their own inadequacies on yourself. Or have you ever heard of that term, projection, Robert?
Oh, yeah. Anybody that's got a psych degree, unfortunately, will learn about this. Even some sociology will cover it. But, yeah, the idea that you project onto others that which are your own failings or your own falsehoods, the things that you do as a, even in a criminal act, you'll look to others to say, well, if I'm doing it, everybody else must be a criminal too.
And there's an opposite concept too, where they'll take on the attributes of the ones that they're going against and take on the, like if they know they're wrong and their opponent is right, they'll take on the opponent's own identity. It's a way of projection, reverse projection, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the mainstream medical community has done. They call it evidence-based medicine, whereas, in fact, the integrative approach, when you look at nutrition and toxicity and you look at all these different components, you address the body's terrain, you address deficiencies, you address the importance of taking out those things that aren't supposed to be in the body. That's all based on evidence. And so what do? They start using that terminology, evidence-based medicine, whereas, in fact, it has nothing to do with based upon the evidence. I mean, think of it this way. A house is built up of bricks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so is science built upon facts, just like a house is built upon bricks. But a pile of facts makes no more science than a pile of bricks makes a house. And this is the thing that people have to recognize when they're reading any type of a medical journal or even mainstream media's review of a medical article, is that what they're doing is they're collecting a bunch of facts, like they're collecting a bunch of bricks, and then they throw them all in a pile and they call it a house.
Yeah, and you know, I think the thing that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny does so well in this article is she shows it for what it is. It's much like the emperor wears no clothes.
Right.
And I come back to that term. You use the term projection. I think that's very well said. And I think also the term projection is used to, well, the good guys will use it wrongly, because they'll project their goodness onto people that don't deserve that goodness being projected upon them. So the perception is, well, the science, it's been published, so it must be real, it must be right, it must be good, because the people generally think in terms of, well, these people mean well, they're scientific, they're smarter than me, they have a degree, which I call a degree, and suddenly now you've projected onto them that which they're not worthy of.
You're absolutely right, Robert. We see this a lot in all sorts of medicine. It's amazing that there's so much in just the anesthesiology field that Dr. Tenpenny talked about. But, you know, one of the things in longevity medicine, this is a point of contention that I've had for over a decade. In 1998, I lectured at an A4M conference, and I got terrible reviews. I gave the same lecture 2.5 years later. In 2001, I gave the same lecture in front of the same audience, and this time I got a standing ovation. I had more than the registered attendees attend my lecture. I was told by the chief of plastic surgery from Mayo Clinic that I was a genius. I was the highest rated speaker in 4.5 days of the conference. And you know what the difference between the original lecture and this new lecture that I gave was?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to tell us the difference between those two. Why could it be the worst one, and then 2 years later, the best one?
One slide. And it was one slide with, because a paper came out in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute that supported everything that I'd been saying. And essentially, it, in a nutshell, it's all about longevity medicine, where they talk about giving growth hormone. And if you inject growth hormone, you're driving IGF-1 up. And that's what the desired effect is. That's what all the doctors in longevity medicine are doing. They're measuring the IGF-1, whereas the IGF-1 stands for insulin-like growth factor and is actually correlated with cancer, because cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer and produces its own insulin-like growth factor in order to survive. And so my whole contention was, if you're going to be giving somebody any type of therapy, you should not be measuring IGF-1, first of all, because it's a byproduct. It's not even a direct correlation. But here's the thing. Why are you trying to drive up IGF-1? We should be trying to drop IGF-1. Not only are you measuring the wrong thing, but when you are measuring it, you're trying, the goal of therapy is to try to drive this component up, whereas in fact, that component being driven up is correlated directly with cancer. And I got ridiculed, and I got, you know, I was told I was an embarrassment of medicine, I shouldn't be allowed to practice. Those are the reviews on my CME evaluation for that first lecture, because essentially I was throwing in the face of all these doctors that were using injectable growth hormone, that what you're doing is doing the wrong thing. You're driving this stuff in the wrong direction, and you shouldn't be doing it. And everybody knew that. I mean, I was the only doctor there essentially that was, you know, actually dealing with cancer on a daily basis. And then 2.5 years later, when I gave the same lecture, there were more people that were there. The organization was bigger. There were more people that understood what was going on. But it was that one reference, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, and that I can even give you exact quote. I don't have the information for me. I can give you the exact quote and even the reference. September 20th, 2000, Journal of the National Cancer Institute, and the quote was, IGF-1s are directly related to uncontrolled cellular proliferation, suppression of apoptosis, and uncontrolled risk in 37 different cancers.
Dude, you know, you got some you-know-whats to go in 2 years later with the same basic lecture, one slide different, knowing how much they trashed you 2 years earlier. What were you thinking?
Well, you know, it's funny because I gained a lot of popularity, but then 2 years after that, in 2004, I told the organizers, the people at A4M, Goldman and Klatz, they're the ones that are big behind the A4M, movement. I told them that this was ridiculous, that they were giving these type of conferences and they weren't talking about toxicity. You can't address longevity without addressing toxicity. And we kind of got into it, into an argument, and essentially I got blackballed. I don't go there. They won't allow me to speak there again, although I've been requested time and time again. But interestingly enough, now they have lectures on toxicity there.
Well, like I said, sometimes you could be just 2 years too far ahead of time, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what's so amazing about what I'm witnessing with the advanced medicine seminars. It's not that this information is unavailable at other seminars or other events and other lectures, but the way it's coming together is so organic in a sense, because there are people that are recognizing the need and they have this passion either for healing or the need to be healed, and they're, and that convergence coming together, that like attract like is happening, and it really is, it's the 2+2=5, the plus factor that's happening.
Yeah, I think the information is out there, Robert. I think a lot of people are scared to say it. The doctors that are at the conferences, the ones that do know the truth, are scared to invoke the wrath of their peers, so they keep their mouths shut, lest they infuriate somebody in position of influence like I have in many of these organizations. You know, because to me, BS is BS, no matter how you package it. And there are those, as we've mentioned already, that have other agendas besides the truth. And unfortunately, as these organizations get bigger and bigger and there's more ego involved and more, you know, personal gain issues that come into play, they end up deviating from the path that was originally the mission of the organization.
Right. Yeah. So it is, it isn't the goal, I think, of every organism on the planet to become bigger and larger and bigger and larger, and that's it. I mean, there's got to be the goal being the message is the goal, you know,
yep,
and the people who are ready will hear the message, and that's what we're here for.
And that's why advanced medicine seminars were created.
Yeah, and it's exciting. Well, when we come back, I'm gonna play again this call we got last week. I want Dr. Bitar to comment on it as well, because it goes to the heart of what we're trying to do here. And I think we're doing it every Monday, and of course, every couple of months you can make it down to advanced medicine seminar wherever we'll be. Next one in Phoenix. We'll tell you more about that when we come back right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. All the links to Dr. Bitar and the Medical Rewind are up. Check it out. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We're talking about the message versus just growing big for the sake of growing big. I mean, it is exciting, Dr. Bitar. Like we get 1.2 million downloads in a month. That's exciting. But the goal of being big for big's sake? No, not at all. The message is the same. We haven't changed. The people are getting word of it. They're hearing it. They're sensing it. They're feeling it. And they're being drawn to it, just as I see the growth of the advanced medicine seminars. It's not steroidal growth. It's real growth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Robert. It is. And that's what's so exciting about it, because it is the real type of growth. It's making a difference. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think this is why I wanted to replay this for our listeners that missed this last week on Tuesday, right after Advanced Medicine Monday. This call came in, so I couldn't have Dr. Bitar in with me. He was busy with the patients as usual, getting ready for the holiday. So, for the sake of all of us, I want to get together, listen to this again. We'll comment it on afterwards. So, you ready for this, Dr. Bitar?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Robert. It's Deborah. I'm Idaho, and I am giving you some feedback on the advanced medicine seminar that I attended this weekend in Houston. First, I'd like to say thank you to Dr. Bitar for organizing and ensuring that that conference is going across the country, and to you for participating, because it was a delight to meet you both and to be at that conference. My takeaway, lots of takeaways from that particular conference, but if I were going to tell people one thing that I would hope would cause them to register and go to a conference would be that information is power. We have so much suppression of good information. We have misinformation. We have information that's half-truth, supplements that don't necessarily work, or procedures that maybe sort of work or don't work. And going to this seminar and using his book as a roadmap has really opened doors for me in getting information that is a truth, that's real, that works, and empowers you to be able to do so much for yourself, and really helps you kind of weave through that whole process of finding a physician that can help you if you're really sick, that that you can discern which ones are going to really help you, which ones will listen. But I really enjoyed meeting the other physicians that were there. The gentleman from Italy was really great to talk to. I had a chance to visit with him in the hallway at a break, and I really enjoyed that. So there's really good networking. But this truly was for the lay people on that second day. And I can tell you that I will be going to my sisters and friends and just encouraging them to go, because it's going to give them an opportunity if they decide to act on these things. And you can't accomplish anything if you don't take action. But it's difficult to take action when you don't have a clear path. And that's what this does for you. It gives you a path. It opens a door. It shows you a way that you can go that's going to give you results, and you have hope. And the second thing that I'd like to say is that I did bring my daughter, as you're aware. Who has a son that had been having some trouble, and the price of this conference was paid off when I saw tears in my daughter's eyes, and they were not tears of sadness, they were tears of hope, because she knows that she has a place to go with her son that will help her unlock that door, and she's going to have her son back. And we're going to have our grandson back. And I can't thank you for that enough. And I'm sorry for getting emotional, but you have no idea how much that means to me and my family. So, thank you again. Bless you both. Bless all of you. I love you dearly. And wish you only the best for your lives and the lives that you touch. Thank you again.
Wow. Man, Deborah, I feel that love coming back right at you with that. I mean, tears are welling up in me hearing it again, Dr. Bitar. It's such clarity of the message, and then it got so emotional at the end with what it was paying it forward to her daughter and her grandson.
You know, if it's not about our families and those that we love, then Robert, then we don't know. I don't know what it's about. I think that's what life is about. It's about those relationships that we form. It's about the lessons that we learn. It's about the lessons that we impart on others, and how we leave the planet when we leave. We leave it better for our children. We leave it better for the future generations. And, you know, if we can have at least for myself, I know, and I think I speak for you too, if we can have some small role in that and affect people's lives in a positive manner, then there's no more powerful thing that we can leave behind.
You know, I love, among many things that she said there, Deborah's talked about the clear path. I now have a clear path. You think about how many people come to this, or right now sitting out there in states of confusion, some purposefully done, like we talked about the scientific journals publishing papers that are based on not reality, and then they throw this evidence-based nonsense at you when you're doing evidence-based and they're not. There's so much confusion out there. To me, that's as powerful as anything that she says. We now have a clear path, of course, aligned then with hope. That's hope based on a clear path. We know which way to go. We can now take action.
And, you know, what she said is exactly what my goal was to create. What she said was music to my ears, because it's when you create something and you're hoping that it achieves something, and then you hear from the other side that it's been achieved, even if it just touches one person per seminar that we do, Robert,
mm-hmm.
we have accomplished what our goal was.
Yes, and I know it touches far more than that. We recognize it, but Deborah was so eloquent in her relating, and I'm so grateful to her because that's, you know, when I talk about it from my perspective, I love going out there and giving and making these connections. But as you said, when it's received and when they can communicate it back in such a way that you know without a shadow of a doubt the goal has been accomplished. And, of course, in this way, she becomes a light not only for her daughter but for many others. That path can be cleared out. It's not just us having to do it every time. They're going to be the ones doing it.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And it's such a sense of, as you said, you were thankful for her eloquent message. I'm filled with gratitude that she was able to relay that. And in some small way, it's going to become a much bigger thing than what it sounds right now. Because it's almost like that one cry that you hear and then it expands. It's like a snowflake that turns into a snowball that turns into an avalanche. Mm. And that is my vision for advanced medicine seminars, that we are just beyond the snowflake stage. We're just starting to form that snowball. But as it continues to gain momentum and roll down, it's going to become an avalanche. And it's going to be, God willing, a movement that no organization, no governmental agency, no authoritative body will be able to stop, and it will be the momentum that then causes that change to occur, which we know that no significant change ever in history has been achieved without the public demanding it. And that's what the hope is here. That's what the goal is here, that the public is empowered with that knowledge that then makes them autonomous, gives them the ability to demand what the truth is and change the world for everybody.
Well, and become living examples of that truth. I mean, have you ever wanted something so much that you're willing to pack up in the middle of the night or whenever it is from Idaho and ride all the way down by car to Houston? How many days that took her, and to get her daughter in there and to have that life-changing event occur? And yet there's so many things that can inconvenience us and dissuade us from making something like this a leap like she made, for this to happen. So if you're out there and you're getting that sense that this is the right thing for you, the very least, of course, we're greatly appreciative that you're listening every week. But beyond that, the ability to take this out, Dr. Bitar, what you're doing is sensational, and I'm so glad that I'm able to attend these things and help out in any small way I can, because it's making manifest those things that we talk about all the time.
Well, it's making that shift, Robert, and I appreciate you being there. And you know, the information, the information is one thing, but it's also when people can make that connection in person. You know, I think it takes it to the next level. And I saw how many people were happy with that, and it just put a big smile on my face. So,
yeah. No, it's really great. Listen, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back and wrap it up. I'm sure we've got some ailments to discuss, something that we can throw out there for everybody. One little takeaway that we give you every week here on the Advanced Medicine Monday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar. The links are up, including the links to Advanced Medicine Seminar. So if it's coming to a city near you, you can plan. Or if you're like Deborah, you could be far flung from the city and you're going to find a way to make it there. We'll be there looking forward to seeing you. So stand by. Say thanks to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you've read the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away by Dr. Bitar, you're well ahead of most of the world in understanding that we got to go back to go forward. I mean, we got to embrace the things grandma and grandpa and great-grandma and great-grandpa. Last week I was on Jerry Doyle's show, and I talked about the fact that they're attacking us because we want to eat cleaner foods, as if that's somehow a crime or not democratic or elitist. And here's an article that we have linked to in today's show notes, Dr. Bitar, and you have it there, about old-fashioned medical remedies are making a comeback.
You know, it's amazing how many cool things I've learned in medicine from doctors that were getting ready to retire. And when you talk to the doctors that are practicing now, they would almost make fun of these old-time doctors for doing some of these things. Case in point is the use of magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I started working in the emergency room at Stanley Memorial Hospital in Albemarle back in 1990. I guess it must have been 1995.
The Albemarle, that's deep south North Carolina.
Yep, Albemarle, North Carolina. And there was a number of hospitals I was working. I was still active duty at the time, so this was weekends when I had the time to moonlight. I would moonlight, and I worked in a number of different ERs in that part of North Carolina. And I remember I had learned from one of my when I was a fourth-year student from one of my attendings, who was an OBGYN doctor, believe it or not, mm-hmm. the use of magnesium intravenously to help with preeclampsia and eclampsia. And then he also happened to mention that he had used it with asthma, and he'd noticed it with a couple other conditions. Well, you know, at that time, magnesium, the use of magnesium was not something that really people talked a lot about in the emergency rooms. You didn't talk about using magnesium intravenously. You used all sorts of other drugs for high blood pressure and these type of conditions. I had started using it up to that point in certain situations, and I was a big believer in magnesium sulfate at that time already. And, of course, I use it extensively now in my practice and in acute situations. But back then, I'd already had maybe 3-4 years experience using it in the emergency room setting. And so I start working at this new hospital. Now, you have to remember, I'm working in this new hospital as just a moonlighting doctor, but I was a chief of emergency medicine at Moncrief Army Community Hospital while I was still active duty in Fort Jackson, South Carolina at the time. And my nickname at the emergency room there was Dr. Magnesium. I'd walk in and my NCOs that work in the emergency room knew that they better get magnesium sulfate ready for intravenous infusion, because I used it with all my acute cardiac patients. In fact, as I became chief of ER, some of these, a medical director for the emergency rooms and some of these emergency rooms that I worked at in the civilian sector, that was my standing order to the paramedics, was that if you have an acute chest pain patient, I don't want you to give them nitro. The problem is nitro causes a relaxation. You don't really know if it's heart or not. But if you had a chest pain patient, shortness of breath, had the classic chest tightness, et cetera, 100 cc's of D5W, 2 grams of magnesium sulfate intravenously over 20 minutes. And by the time they got into the emergency room, most of those patients were already stable. And in fact, now even in advanced cardiac life support, magnesium is one of the first line of drugs to be used. Now, I'm working in this hospital, and here comes the family practice doc, and he tells the patient that he's discharging from the emergency room, he wants him to take 2 tablespoons of magnesium citrate that you can buy for like $1.50 at Walmart.
Yes.
As he walks out, the other ER docs there, the other doctors there, a couple from ER docs and a couple from where other doctors that were coming into the emergency room to see their patients, they're all snickering and laughing. And so I'm standing there, I'm the new guy on the block, so I'm not really sure what they're laughing at. I said, well, what are you guys laughing at? Well, that doctor, he just gave him magnesium citrate. Oh, yeah, that's all he does. He comes in, and it's weird because he always thinks that magnesium citrate is a solution to everything. Every patient comes in, he gives them magnesium citrate, and they're all laughing. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's pretty important considering that we as a society are magnesium deficient. And I walked off. And they're looking at me now like, oh, crap, there's another one of these guys that believes in magnesium. Oh. And within maybe 6 months, my reputation there was the same thing. I'd walk in. The nursing staff knew I was coming in. They would go call down to the hospital pharmacy. They would send up magnesium sulfate in vials, ready to go so that we needed it for any type of emergency. I used it with asthma. I used it all my standing cardiac patients. I used it in acute hypertensive crisis. And this was something that was taught to me by an OBGYN that was getting ready to retire. He was in his 70s and his 80s, and they used it for eclampsia. And how many doctors use magnesium intravenously in an acute cardiac setting? Virtually nobody, and yet it's one of the most important things. Now, they talk about getting a magnesium check on people. Well, who the hell cares what the magnesium levels of the person? We're deficient as a society. So whatever the normal reference range is looking at, by definition, it's going to be off.
But the assumption of the young docs was that they're deficient of a drug by their very behavior, because they're immediately looking for that instead of a nutrient or a mineral. And in magnesium case, it is that widespread, that deficiency. So you're spot on. And we talk about everything old becoming new again. I mean, we talk about the use of silver coming back into the medical profession. They abandoned it. Or certain botanicals, which were commonplace before the advent of antibiotics, penicillin, a patent held by the U.S. government, which sent us in a direction that really created the superbug. So we've got to go back to the basics.
Well, you're right, Dr. Robert, except that you did make one assumption that you said the younger docs were looking at it. They weren't the younger docs. I was the younger doc. These guys were like 5, 10, 15 years my senior.
Oh, they were already there for I didn't get that. Okay, so they're the ones that abandoned it, and you're the bright young kid coming back and going, hey, I'm listening to my elder over there. He's right.
Exactly, and I'm telling you now that there's more and more of the newer generation of doctors coming up that are just screaming for this information. They're yearning for it. I've actually had medical students from University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, rotate through my office. It's been a number of years now. I've lectured at Chapel Hill twice now. They want this information. They yearn for it. They don't want to be cookbook pill pushers. As I like to affectionately refer to the profession of medicine as the prostitutes of the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes.
They don't want to do that. And so I think it is the newer generation. And I kind of feel weird because I've always felt like I was a younger generation. Now I'm 46. I've been a doctor 21 years, so I'm no longer the new generation. There's another generation, 2 generations now,
You're staying young because your ideas are young. They're really connecting with all different ages that are attending the events as well, the advanced medicine seminars. Now, I don't know if we can reach Oprah Winfrey, but we've got an article here that says she's going organic. I think she's gone organic before, but I think she's making it official now with her own product line that's organic. But her discovery, Dr. Mehmet Oz, is the one saying that it's elitist and not democratic to go organic.
Yeah, I would want to know what he eats himself. I will bet you $100, Robert, that he and his family probably eat cleaner and organic food on a more consistent basis than most people.
Yeah, so the projection is his guilt for being an elitist is he's painting everybody else who wants to eat clean food as an elitist.
Yeah, exactly. He's projecting, perhaps.
That's my perspective on it, too. So I find that rather interesting. By the way, I've got the link. If you missed my appearance on the Jerry Doyle Show last week before Thanksgiving on that issue, what Mehmet Oz had said about eating organic, you've got to listen to that. It's linked up. But Dr. Bitar, we talk about going clean, going green, but that means also growing our own, not just relying upon others to do it for us like you've done with your own ranch at home.
Well, you know, it's amazing how hard it was for us to find non-GMO corn mm-hmm. and non-GMO oats. Do you know that we could not find a single place? We were given three names of three places here in North Carolina, and all three places, when we contacted them, confirmed that they did not have GMO, non-GMO food or non-GMO grains. They were all GMO. So we had to find a place, and the closest place we found was in West Virginia. We had to have it shipped out from out of state because we couldn't find a single place in North Carolina mm-hmm. that had non-GMO grain.
Well, imperative to start saving your seeds because Monsanto wants to own everything. Listen, Dr. Bitar, we're wrapping up. We're out of time here, but what a great post-holiday edition of the Advanced Medicine Monday.
It was great, Robert, and it's something that now with the holiday season upon us, we may not always have, you know, between now and Christmas, we may end up having to go to the best of one of our previous shows, but I'm glad we were able to do this one live like we usually do.
Yeah, absolutely great stuff. And everybody, get ready. January in Phoenix. The dates are up. We've got it linked. Advanced Medicine Seminars. It's in the show notes. In the meantime, get Dr. Bitar's book. It's a great holiday gift, The 9 Step to Keep the Doctor Away. And, of course, The Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.